a lot of people live in denial because they think that to be realistic is to be depressing.
I'm Dr. Mike, host of Going There.
It was the first song where I wrote about how I felt like my depression was killing me and I didn't want it.
Going There breaks the stigma of mental health issues by having real, honest conversations with your favorite musicians, including Alessia Cara, Lizzie Hale, Jewel, Jason Isbell, Gerard Way, Lauren Gray, Shamir, and Barty Strange.
There was something there that was so raw, where I was like, wow, I can't believe someone would say that.
Let's go there on Going There with Dr. Mike, brought to you by Sound Mind Live and the Consequence Podcast Network, every other Tuesday, wherever you get your podcasts.
Consequence Podcast Network.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
High five.
You're really good at this.
Yeah, I have no idea what's happening.
It's another What Podcast. High five. I'm Brad. That's Barry. Up top, buddy.
Here we go.
Nice. Last week, we did a high five with Paul Janeway from St. Paul and the Broken Bones, telling a story about the time a man peed on him at Bonnaroo. I love that story. I tell that story to damn near every person who knows St. Paul and the Broken Bones. Guys, guess what? This one time, Paul Janeway told me a story about how he got peed on at Jay-Z.
I had forgotten his reaction, which they, hey, what's happening here?
What? Hey, man.
What's
happening? How's it going? It's so adorable.
It's so much fun.
It is. So if you want to go back and listen to that high five, you're more than welcome to. Or you can see the whole interview at thewhatpodcast.com or on the Consequence Podcast Network. It's such a fun double episode, and not because of us, but because Paul is just such a fantastic storyteller. He's so funny. He's so endearing. I just don't know how anybody doesn't fall in love with him immediately. Yeah. Even seeing him, that's how people fall in love with him. As soon as they lay eyes on him, they're like, oh, yeah, this is the guy down the street.
Yeah,
I love
exactly.
This.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun.
So tell me about today's high five.
Well, this
what
clip,
do we got this week?
This clip, first of all, it features a hero of yours or a story about a hero of yours. And it's a great example of how a band can catch lightning in a bottle and go from this level to this level with you know, one gig, one show, one endorsement or whatever. And that's exactly what happened.
You know how Carson had the touch of gold when it came to comics? I feel like Letterman had that with bands, especially in the late night days. If you got on Letterman at 12:35, I mean, it was a big moment for you because you were hitting the target audience that you wanted so easily. And then even in the CBS days, even later in the day, that he kept finding these artists that he really, really loved, and he would give them a platform. Hence, first television appearance ever by Lizzo. I mean, Dave had Lizzo on when she was just doing club gigs in Minneapolis, right?
Yeah.
So this was one of those moments where you didn't know who they were. Maybe you heard a song a couple of times, but then when you saw them and the explosion on the screen of what you were seeing was just, this is unbelievable what I'm watching. And even into the days like late night TV's popularity is waning, you still could have a life-changing moment on Letterman like St. Paul did.
Well, and if the music alone, the performance didn't get you, which I can't imagine that it didn't, Letterman's reaction.
His reaction. Oh my God, his reaction.
Is worth making you go back and, you know, watch it over and over and over again. That was one of the most sincere,
that's right,
gushing reactions that I've ever seen.
I don't need to tell you this. You know, Dave Letterman is my hero, so I know a thing or two about him. He can't fake it.
No.
He just cannot fake it. So if he is like billowing love out for you, he really, really means it because he doesn't like a lot of things.
No, and he doesn't suffer. You're exactly right. He can't fake it at all.
All right, so this is the Paul Janeway from St. Paul and the Broken Bones talking about his first appearance on Letterman. So what podcast? High five.
I have to say I'm surprised that we've gone this far and Brad has not mentioned David Letterman.
What? Oh, yeah.
Why?
Yeah.
Brad is, talk about fanboy.
Well, he's my hero in life. If not for Dave Letterman, I would not be doing anything that I'm doing or the person that I am today. He is my absolute hero in every regard, in every piece of entertainment. He's the guy that changed not only comedy, but he changed television, he changed entertainment. The fact that you guys got such a big break from Letterman. I mean, I wasn't going to bring it up, Barry, but if you really want to talk about Dave, I can talk about Dave.
I'm wondering if I'm going to get to speak during this whole conversation.
That was pretty remarkable because they had told us that he was a fan of ours, and I just kind of shrugged it off as lip service. You know what I mean? Because, like, oh, such a big fan.
Yeah, says that to everybody, right?
Yeah, exactly. Says that to everybody. And then they were like, look, he is a really big fan. Like, he could ask for an encore, and he rarely does it, but it is possible. So would y'all be okay with that? And we were like, of course. So then he goes into that long rant before the show, before our performance, and I was just like, surely they're going to cut this out. Surely. And they didn't, and it became a thing, and we, you know, it was really quite remarkable.
For people out there listening who haven't seen it, Google it. It's one of the most remarkable late-night television moments I've ever seen because they just gushed.
I went 20 some odd years without missing an episode of Dave. I watched him every single night for 20 some odd years.
It's a real sickness he has.
I know, it's pretty crazy. But I'll tell you, the only time I ever remember him doing something like that was back in the late night days with James Brown.
Yeah.
When James Brown did Late Night, that was the only time I remember him saying to somebody, I need you to keep going. Do it again. Keep going.
It was one of those things where our career was doing pretty good. I mean, but the record cycle, as you know, was kind of winding down. And we were like, okay, we were getting ready to start to write the next record.
Mm-hmm.
And then that happened, and it like took us another level. And we were like, it changed our career.
There's something about, and I hope that I can talk to you maybe as somebody who maybe is a little out of body experience with you for a second, but it's like Paul on stage is a different human being. And it's ironic that you are such a fan of pro wrestling because it is almost like a character that you're doing on stage that is just infectious.
I mean, it's when you hit the zone, you know what I mean? Like, it's a different animal. As I like to say, it's my hour and a half of therapy a night.
Another successful 5 minutes down memory lane with the What Podcast, Barry Corder, Brad Steiner. Another high five next week. But if you want to go check out the whole Paul Janeway interview, it's available at thewhatpodcast.com. Be sure to rate, review, send us your love and cash, available anytime on Venmo so I can pay for Lord Russ Jackson's big Christmas present.
Christmas present's coming up. Yeah, we need that quickly. Don't forget, you can also hear these on the Consequence Network.
I have accumulated $22.
Nice.
$22.
So you're to the good.
The Russ Christmas Fund, just in time. Mr. Lord Taco. Yes.
There he is.
Morning.
Yeah.
Morning.
Yeah.
We're all a little scratchy this morning.
So I was filling Barry in. I have accumulated $22 in the Russ Jackson Christmas Fund for your big Christmas present.
$22. Wow.
Yeah. Okay. We're getting there, my man. We're getting there. You're right in time for us to say goodnight. Two podcasts, high fives, and we'll get to you another one next week. You got anything before we go there, Lord Taco?
How's everybody doing?
Okay.
My man.
Gotta, he's a national treasure. He really is. All right, we'll talk to you next week. Love you, bye.
Consequence Podcast Network.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HourEnergy.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HourEnergy.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.